Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it is time for Super Crosstalk. Scott Kaplan is in the building, and George Shinano is on remote. George, how you doing?
I'm good. I'd like to ask Ramona, because I saw she started pretty much the entirety of her career, except her sophomore year. What happened your sophomore year? That
I was like the sixth outfielder. So what happened was...
But you started a ton of games as a freshman. You started almost all your games as a freshman.
Mendoza's freshman year. Yeah. So basically, we got a huge freshman class of like really good recruits that year.
Yeah.
So I played almost every game my freshman year, and then all of a sudden I just got totally replaced.
Yeah, because it says you started 43 of 45 games your freshman year.
Yeah.
12 of your 49 games played your sophomore year, then 63 of 63 your junior year, and 63 of 65 your senior year. So I was just wondering, did you got hurt?
Yeah.
You got hurt or something?
No. It was that Mendoza came, and then there was two or three other, I think there were some other really good freshmen that we got,
George. So you never hit a home run?
No.
Did you come close?
Yeah, many times. A lot of warning track power. I'm like the definition of warning track power. Yeah. I wasn't like the greatest hitter. I was like a really good high school hitter. Mm-hmm. And then when you play in the Pac-10 back then, those were like, every pitcher was like the best pitcher in the country back then. And it was so like I'd hit like 300 out of conference and like 150 in conference. And so I was always like right around.
I need to use this platform for a public service for Ramona.
Yes.
All right. So, making a long story short, Ramona has a wedding to go to in Israel in 2 weeks.
Couple weeks.
Yisrael.
Thank you.
She tried to get fast track her passport. My wife tried this a couple of months ago. And it's a scam.
It's like rushmypassport.com, and it's through FedEx. So I thought it was...
So
why you don't have a passport?
Yeah.
No, it's expired. It expired a couple years ago.
So she sent Cap her expired passport. My wife did the same thing.
Yeah.
Sent her expired passport with an application through FedEx, so they would fast track her passport, and she would have
to pay all this money.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Cost almost $1,000.
And they keep sending me notes saying, you didn't sign this. They're like, you didn't sign this, or you didn't sign that. And I'm like, yes, I did. I have pictures of it. It's signed.
So here's the question.
And I've done it twice now.
You can reach out to Ramona.
Whose wedding?
On Twitter.
My cousin.
Oh.
At Ramona Shelburne. Just her name.
Because they have my passport, my old one. So now it's like, if they don't come through.
She's going to have to cancel this trip unless somebody can come up with a way that she can get a passport in 2 weeks.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Would canceling it, like, because your passport doesn't get done, like, could that get you off the hook?
No, I want to go.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been on a trip in 5 years, and these are like my relatives I want to see.
The question is it possible to get a passport within 2 weeks?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I thought it was too. This
you
is
have
the whole
to
service.
Go, though. You would have to go to the place, I believe.
I think I have to go to the federal building, don't I?
Yeah.
And like stand in line all day?
I don't know.
Pretty much.
I did the same thing where I sent my passport.
Yeah.
And I sent whatever, however
to
much
one of
it
those
cost.
Services.
It wasn't $1,000.
No, it's a lot more now, apparently.
Oh, really? And
I
sent it, and then they sent me back the new passport, and then eventually they sent me back the old passport because people want to keep their passports.
Yeah.
And they, like, I don't know, like
punch a hole
through the whole thing.
I did this 10 years when I did it in 2010.
Yeah.
This service worked fine; it was no problem, and it came back. But all of a sudden, two days in a row, I'm getting notes from them saying, We're reviewing your materials, and you did not sign or date this. And I'm like, yes, I did.
So you think you're being scammed?
I think so.
So I'm
because you call every and I just looked at all the reviews and every review is like, don't use this company.
Oh,
they don't come through, and like you never get your money back. And you never get your passport.
You procrastinate.
I am looking at the travel.
I had a month out.
Hey,
to do
let Sedano talk.
Okay.
I'm looking at the U.S. Department of State website. Okay.
Yeah.
The only way you can do this is if you can explain to them or probably prove to them in some way, shape, or form that it is a life or death emergency that you need to get there for.
Well, this is one of them.
Yeah,
it's life or death.
Yeah, it's a wedding. You got to be there.
Why is that the only way I can do it?
Well, everything else, urgent travel, it says for international could take up to 7 weeks.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Marona, I think if you go to the federal building and talk to somebody, you might be able to get
I think I'm going to have to stand in line all day at the federal building.
No, that's your only bet at this point.
All right, Michael. Mm.
Maybe I gotta find another company.
About championships.
Somebody write me on Twitter and tell me if you know something and get this done.
You don't have your passport.
I'm surprised
you
and I send it off to this company.
Right, we gotta get to we're only talking one at a time here. We got like six people talking at once.
By the way, don't use this company. They're terrible.
What was the name of the company?
Rush My Passport. It's
Oh, I'm looking at them here. Yeah, they look terrible.
Yes, it's really bad. Why does FedEx have an association with them?
Yeah. All right, Jeannie Buss was the only one.
Come on back, John. First one. Come on back.
Who else won a, which other female won a championship before Jeannie? And Georgia Frontieri.
I'm surprised you don't know. Marge Schott.
Oh, come on.
They win? The Reds.
What year? 1990 Reds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really? Rob Dibble, so the Nasty Boys, Norm Charlton.
Mason and I used to call Marge Schott because we figured out early in our tenure, this Mason and I started together in 1994, and we figured out that Marge answered her own phone.
Oh, nice.
She didn't have an assistant or a secretary. So you call, we got her direct line. She would call, and she could not have a 10-minute conversation without blowing herself up. I mean, it was like we, I remember at one point she said, I don't even know if I can say this.
Come on, say it.
Well, she's passed away, so I can say it. So we said, Marge, she had a Japanese or a South Korean first baseman, and his name was like Hee-Sop Choi. That wasn't it, but you know, it was something like that. And we said, Marge, your first baseman looks pretty good. He's hitting like 340. He's having a really good season. She goes, yeah, yeah, I can't pronounce his name. I just throw silverware up in the air, and it comes down, and that's what I say.
Oh, yeah.
Mason and I looked at each other and went, oh, my God, yeah, she can't help herself.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and eventually they basically banned her from the sport.
And
in
1994, when you were calling her, she have a cell phone, or was this a landline? Do you recall?
Landline.
No, there were no cell phones in like 1994. So yeah, I mean, it was a landline.
Yeah.
Momo, Matthew Lezak says, call your local congressman. They'll take care of it in a few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Brad Sherman?
Another one says, stand in line in the federal building, bring snacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you're not dead here.
Okay, I think I have to go to the federal building.
But wait a second.
That's right.
But without your passport, without the original, is that going to hurt you?
That's
like if
what
you
I
walk
think.
In with your original passport and say, hi, here's what I need to do. Can you help me out?
Well, but can't, don't they have records of that stuff?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Just have I have a picture copy of it.
Oh, you do? That's
but good. I mean, the you know.
Yeah, and she's on record. She's
get your congressman involved. Maybe they.
All right, I'll call Brad Sherman's office.
He got nothing else going on.
All right, okay. Hey, so I want to ask you guys something.
That's a good idea.
I don't know, Sonano and Cap, if you guys heard us doing this earlier in the show, but Cap, who's your, like, what team are you the biggest fan of? Like, if a team won a championship, what team would win that would make you the most happy?
Yeah, I'd say my Pitt Panthers.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay, let me hear it.
Your Pitt Panthers win the national championship in football next year.
Right, okay? Yep.
Would be the second time ever, right? They won once with Marino and Dorsett. And those guys.
They won it with Dorsett in 76.
And Matt Kavanaugh, not Marino.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And they've won it a bunch of times, but you know that was the last time, so it's been that long.
Okay, so Sedano, what's that answer for you? The team you're the biggest fan of?
The Hurricanes, yeah.
Okay, Miami. So, George, Miami wins the title in the fall, and in the case of this, they beat your co-host team. So
they beat Pitt. Well, they play in the same conference, so that would be tough, but go ahead.
All right, but anyway, just literally. If I said to you, Cap, I can arrange for the Pitt Panthers to win the national championship in football next year.
Yep.
And you will be there. Kay. Matter of fact, you'll be the school will ask you to participate in the coin toss.
Wow.
You'll be a major part.
Honorary captain.
Yeah. Sonano, same thing for you with the Hurricanes. And to make it even juicier, you beat your co-host team, so it's like you get to lord it over your co-host for the But in return, you have to cut off one of your pinky toes.
No.
George, I had the same reaction. Cappy, how about you?
Get the hell out of here.
Nah, I can't do that.
I know. I don't. No, Bergman.
Yeah, that's like you need
Bergman
your toes.
Bergman says he would do it in a heartbeat.
It also really hurt.
And here's how this started. Yeah. Mike Greenberg is a giant Jets fan.
He's a giant Jets fan?
He's also too vain. I don't believe him for a second.
He says, not only would he cut off his pinky toe, but that it's not that big of a deal. Listen to Greeny.
If they cut off your pinky toe and you didn't know it, how long would it take you to figure it out? Like,
your
I'm not convinced. No, I don't think that's true at all.
You put your socks on.
Yep.
Okay, so that is at minimum a day. Now, let me ask you a question. When you put your socks on,
do you
look at them real carefully? Like, let me just ask you this. So, okay, this happens in your sleep. You get up in the morning and you somewhat quickly throw on a pair of socks. How closely are you looking at your feet? Like, do you think it's not possible that you might not notice that you only have four toes on one of your feet? Mm. I don't think it's impossible that you don't notice it at all.
Sonano, I had the exact reaction you did. Like, why are we even considering this?
Would it affect your balance?
Of course it would.
Yes, ask Deion Sanders how it feels to lose one of your toes.
Yeah, I think he's lost two.
He lost the big toe.
And somebody wrote in, Deion's doing fine, he lost two. He lost two because he couldn't, it wasn't my choice.
Right.
I can't believe Greeny, who is a really smart guy, is even putting this out there.
Why would you not do it? I mean, because I know why I wouldn't do it. Why would you not do it?
I think I need my toe.
Okay. Pain or balance?
Balance, standing, running, working out, golfing. I want my toe.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna cut off an appendage just for a team.
Hey, right. I don't care that much about my team.
What if it was the Minnesota Golden Gophers win five consecutive national championships? Would you give me your toe?
Heck no. No way.
Toes are really valuable to me.
Yeah.
And it's just to me. Because like when I watch TV and I like am barefooted. Okay, a lot of times what I'll do is, this is kind of a disgusting habit, I'm going to admit it, okay?
Yeah.
I pick my toes.
Oh, gross. In front of your girlfriend?
Great question, thank you
for
asking.
Like, you're talking about underneath the toenails or the cuticles?
No, I mean, I just pick the toenail. Like, I don't really have much of a toenail on either pinky toe, so if and when, it's very, very, very rare. If I ever got a pedicure, I'm always trying to talk the pedicurist into only charging me 80% because I don't have toenails on my two.
That is so not where I thought you were going with that.
Not only have I never had a pedicure, but wouldn't do it even if you bought it for me.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's not weird, but I want to tell you something.
I like pedicures.
I want to say to both John Ireland and to Ramona Shelburne, I have to thank you guys for a conversation we had earlier this week about toe-toes. So if you recall, I told you girlfriend
Toto's,
has...
Where people don't know, Toto is a heated toilet seat that works like a bidet. It shoots water up the you-know-what, so you don't have to use as much toilet paper.
Up the tuchus.
Yeah.
And so I said to you guys that my girlfriend has one in her master bedroom, but I don't use it, certainly not often, because I don't want to do that in there.
Right.
This morning I woke up. She was still sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm going for it.
Yeah.
I'm just going for it.
Life changing.
Just going for it.
What if it misses? And water gets everywhere.
No, it's forget about the missing part.
You're sitting.
First, I'm going to make the deposit in the bank, if you will.
Yeah.
And then after because you got to flush before you can toe-toe. Right?
You don't have to.
I don't know. I don't have a toe-toe.
You did it all at once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come from a different place? I thought what was
No, it comes from a different place.
I thought what was in
come up. No, there's a little... Listen, I've watched this. I watched it work. There's a little... pipe that comes out when you you push the button.
Yeah.
It'll come out from kind of near the top of the seat.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's angled directly. It's not coming from the toilet water.
That's
clean water.
So I flushed, then sat back down.
Yeah.
Then toe-toed.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of you guys the entire time I was doing this.
Did you stay for the air dryer afterwards?
I still dry manually.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't. Okay.
And then I left.
This conversation can only get us all in trouble.
Now you see why I don't like to shake hands.
Yeah. Amen.
Picking his toes.
All right. So Sonano and Kev coming up. By the way, if you have a solution for Ramona as to how she can get her passport. Help her out.
I'm getting scammed somewhere.
At Ramona Shelburne. We're getting a lot of good responses. One guy says he doesn't know how his friend did it, but he flew to San Francisco, got it fixed, then flew to Mexico the next day.
Yeah, I might have to do something like that. I'm going to go to spring training, so maybe there's something in Phoenix or Arizona or something.
So if you've got any ideas for Momo to get her passport, before what day is your flight?
The 23rd.
All right, so she needs a passport for the 23rd. Crosstalk is presented by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Sonano and Cap are going to take it to 6, then Spock and the Jock. Michael and Alan Sliwa, pregame at 6, tip at 7:30. Lakers-Raptors tonight on ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come on, bing, ba-da-bop.
Ding, da da da, ba da ba, pick a doom, ba da beep, ba da ba, pick a doom, ba da ba, ba da ba. Georgie!
Yeah.
What's going on a Friday afternoon?
I gotta be honest, I'm a little annoyed.
With?
The movie theater I went to.
Oh, tell me.
So I went to see Creed 3.
Have you seen Creed 1 and 2?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't, so.
Why would I go see Creed 3 if I hadn't seen 1 and 2?
Because it's the one that's out right now.
Right, but what sense would that make?
Well, like for me, for example, I've not seen Creed 3. I've also not seen Creed 1 and 2. I might consider go see Creed 3 because it's in the theater and then go catch up. Or should I go 1, 2, then go to the theater?
That way.
That way probably makes more sense.
So you're going to go see Creed 3 this afternoon?
No, I saw it. Right. I went to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
1 o'clock showing.
Yeah.
Right? And I figured, oh, perfect. It'll be done. It's like about, you know, I want to say the movie's like 115
minutes. 115
minutes
is...
Yeah, so like you know, like 2 hours. 1 hour 45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like almost 2 hours, right? Yeah,
right.
So
but you got about 45 minutes of previews, probably.
Well, there's 25 minutes of previews, right? But whatever. Right. No, it's a 2 hour ordeal, a little over 2 hours by the time.
Ordeal.
Yeah. So I'm going there. Well, they got to sneak in a lot of stuff. They're not even sneaking in just previews anymore. It's like 25 minutes of, like, I would say more than half of it is just commercials. And then they give you a few previews. Okay. But anyway, story short, I go there because it's raining, right? It's
raining, man.
It's pouring outside.
Right.
And like my wife was at work. Kids were at school.
Nice day.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, you know, I got time before I got to pick up children. Right. Like I'm good. I get out about 3:05. Yeah. I can pick up the kids. They're good to go. And they'll be in the line. I just pull my car up. We're good. So I go to the movies, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm watching Creed, and I'm in on Creed. You know, and some of it is somewhat predictable or whatever, but nonetheless, I'm in on Creed, okay? I'm not going to spoil it, but what I will say is if you liked Rocky 3, you're going to like Creed, is what I will say.
Does Creed win?
I'm going to get there. Just give me a second.
Oh, all right. All right.
So it gets to, my guess is, the most emotional part of the movie, right?
Yeah.
This is like the peak, like, emotional moment before we get to the last 40 minutes, which I assume are going to be the fight scenes, right?
Right.
So we get there, power goes out.
No!
In the most emotional part of the movie.
No way!
Power goes out, and the projector dies, and I'm like, and the place is flickering, and I'm like, and then the power kind of sort of comes back on, like it seems like a generator.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I'll just sit here a few minutes. I'm sure that thing's just got to reboot, and it'll just pick up where it left off.
Yeah.
So I wait there. I get on my phone, you know, whenever I'm checking emails and stuff. I'm like, all right. There's not that many people in the theater. It's like me and like five people at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and it's like 10 minutes have gone by. I'm like, you know, nothing's going on here. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I post on the social, on the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust, hey, first for me, you know, watching a movie, power goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Movie's done.
Yeah.
So I walk out, and I'm looking for, like, a manager. And then I walk up to the, there's only this poor kid at the concession.
Right.
And people are coming up to me. He's like, I have no idea. My computer's not even working here. Like, I don't know. I can't even ring up concessions.
Right. Okay? Popcorn machine, stop popping.
Right. So, and then I go to the other guy, and literally the guy says, hold on a second, got to punch in. And I'm like, okay, sorry. Sorry.
First day, and sorry. Then,
and he's like, no, it was on my lunch break. And I'm like, okay, sorry. Well, just letting you know, the theaters are down. Like, is there any up, you know, is there someone I can talk to about, like, who, like, how, if this thing's going to get rolling again? I got to go soon. He's like, yeah, you may want to talk to a manager. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for one. He's like, they're wearing all black. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
So I find this lady, and she's like, are you leaving? I said, well, I don't know. That depends. Like, what's the story on the movies? She's like, well, the whole system has to reboot. I have 13 theaters out, and they're all rebooting right now.
Oh, no.
So it could take a while.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, all right, just give me a voucher. I'll just come back.
So did they give you the voucher?
They did. They gave me a voucher, but now I got to come back to the movie, watch the whole damn movie again to get to the crescendo to then find out what the hell happens, which I'm guessing I know what happens anyway.
Did you look at the time on your phone?
Yes, I know exactly when it happened.
Okay, so
you're saying just go walk in the middle of the movie when I know it's going to hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So in other words, if the movie's at 1 o'clock and the power went out at 2:15.
Went out at like 2:30 whatever, right?
You show
go
up
back
at,
in at 2:30.
Right, pick it up where you left off.
Yeah.
Good advice, Cappy. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, do you think you want to sit through the first hour and change?
No, but that's the problem. It's like, you know, that's a, you know, to time it out like that is not always going to be easy. Like today was easy because everybody was gone and it was a rainy day. Like, all right. I don't have other things to do the rest of the weekend.
Let me ask you this. Make a prediction for me. Will you go back and see all of Creed?
I mean, it's in the theater?
Yeah.
It's like 50-50 right now.
Because I know I wouldn't go.
I mean, it's just, I got to find the exact time, right, like to go. Like, yeah, it does. It, I don't have a lot of time on my hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
So today was the perfect day. I even thought about it this morning. I'm like, oh, you know what? Today, movie. It's pouring. Let's go. Nobody's going to be here. I'll get a workout in. I'll call Tyler to talk about the show. I literally talked to Tyler. Didn't I tell you I'm leaving in like 20 minutes to go to the theater?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, no, this is what happened.
So what you're saying is that this movie isn't worth seeing twice.
Well, I don't know about that.
He doesn't even know if it's worth seeing once.
Well, he's seen 3/4 of it.
He's only seen half.
3/4.
I mean, he didn't get to see the emotional climax.
Yeah, well, but no, three quarters of a movie will tell you.
I know what happened there. And I don't want to give it away, so I don't want to do that because that one kind of, you know.
How can you give it away? You didn't see it.
No, I know what happened in the emotional part. That part that finished. It just, they didn't get to the fighting yet.
Mm. He got halfway there.
Yeah, I got pretty much 3/4, you know, the last 40 minutes of the movie are going to be a fight. You know what I'm saying? So like the big fight. So I saw everything but the big fight.
Here's my thing. I think you should go back, right? I do think like if the movie starts at like, let's say 2 and you know how long the thing was.
Right,
and
you're like, at 3:30.
So you're like, yeah, I need to get here at this time to get maybe get there 5 minutes before. You'll rewatch 5 minutes and then you're good.
Or go to another movie. Watch half of another movie.
No,
leave the half of the movie. No, go in and see the rest of Creed.
No. That's dumb.
And then go see the half of the other movie that you didn't see.
I think the way to do that is watch a movie that you know will end with 40 minutes left in Creed. I think if I can do that, now that makes more sense.
That's some planning, though.
Yeah.
But that takes a lot of planning. I got to expect 25 minutes of previews plus the runtime on the movie. DJC Reels says I should sit through the whole movie again because I might pick up on something that I didn't pick up on.
It's a good point.
That's true.
It's a very good point.
Or I'll just go see it and then I'll record the rest. And I'll just send it to you.
You're going
to
record on your phone?
I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, no, don't do that. You can get arrested for that.
Really?
Arrested?
I don't know. Yeah, you can
don't
actually,
record
you
the
can.
Movie in the movie theater. Yeah, that's pirating. You can get arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah, let's not do that. I like me. I don't want to be in jail.
I didn't know that was incarceration. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I said nothing, people.
It's time to stop recording movies, Cappy, okay? Yeah.
Well, I don't do it, but I just didn't know. I thought it was a very nice gesture by Laura.
It was a very nice gesture, but yes, illegal.
I was going to pull like a Cappy and be like, hey, can you guys just like fast forward this thing? Like,
you know
so
what?
You can just, like, you know,
hey, King.
Hey, George, hey, that's King. Not a terrible idea either. Yeah. Maybe you call the manager and you go, hi, look, here's what happened. You know, I don't have a lot of time on my hands. You know, I got kids. I got a radio show. I got games to call. I got pickleball to play. Would you mind if I came back like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning when it's good for me?
And you guys just forward it to this point.
Just
I'll
fast forward.
Exactly. Just take it to where Adonis and his mom are in the house together.
Just leave the remote. I'll handle it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's not a terrible idea. Hey, I can feel you, though, in terms of being annoyed because, George, I don't know how it was for you when you were in the car today traveling around.
It was a very short drive.
Well, let me tell you something. The roadways... Be careful, people, because it is bad out there. Mm. I mean, rough.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Really bad. George, I was driving up to downtown LA from south LA, and it took me probably pushing 4 hours today to get here.
4 hours?
I know, dude.
That's a lot.
I know. Traffic from the minute I hit the 5 till the minute I got off the freeway here in downtown LA.
Listen, I mean, this is your problem. You also came up on a... Fridays are bad in general.
That's why I left super
Fridays
early.
Fridays in LA are just bad in general, even if it was the sun was shining and the seas are roaring, you know, and it's you know, nothing but blue sky, okay? Then you throw in rain.
Yeah,
like, listen,
real bad rain.
I love this town, okay? I have now lived here 7 years. I love this place. I'm never leaving. So for those of you that want me to leave, too bad. It's not happening. But y'all can't drive in the rain, man.
Well, why don't we give everybody a little bit of a break? They don't have any practice in it.
No, I get it. I get that. But this winter has been pretty rainy.
It's been gnarly. Today, I'm telling you right now, without exaggeration, And we got plenty of people that listen up in the mountains. And I know I've seen all the news reports. You've been stuck. You couldn't get up. You couldn't get down. Groceries couldn't get in. You couldn't get gas.
No, listen, the people in the San Bernardino, for all the complaining we just did, yeah. like all kidding aside.
Right, we get it.
The people in the San Bernardino mountains, my heart breaks for those
yeah,
people. Yeah,
we get it. But I'm just going to say this. Down here, I'm telling you, in this crazy ass winter that we've had, today was the worst I've ever seen it. George, I'm telling you, I was driving through like 6-7 inches of rain on the freeway. True story. So I'm driving about 70 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, whatever it was. And I'm in Santa Ana and I'm heading north. And there's a car way ahead of me. But there's nobody in between us, thankfully. All of a sudden, this guy, I don't know if he was texting. I don't know if he fell asleep. I don't know if he hit water. I don't know what happened. He crashes his car in the far left lane, crashes his car into the wall. The car hits the wall, bounces back out into the freeway. I figure he's going to keep on going because he just scraped all. Then, boom, back into it, scrapes the wall, like smashes into the wall again till the guy finally stops. And everybody's slamming on their brakes. I'm going, oh, my God. Like, I'm figuring the whole place is going to just get into a monster accident. Thank God we all did not. But this guy, I felt so bad. Boom, then back in, then boom, and then he stopped. I mean, it is dangerous out there. So be careful, people. Hang with us. Get you home safely.
Yeah, man, crazy. All right, coming up next, Cappy, big news on the Lakers. Big news on the Lakers. We'll get to that coming up. Oh, Bad Bunny, happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
28 years old, huh?
Yeah.
Young guy.
I'm disappointed.
Years young.
Why disappointed? Facts.
Come on. Did you not see who he's dating? It's like, bro, why?
Why? Don't tell me he's dating a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Very disappointed in that.
Which one?
The carousel turns.
Kendall.
I think it's Kendall, right?
Yeah. Kendall? Yeah, yeah. Who's she been with?
I mean, who hasn't she? I mean, who haven't they been with, you know?
Yikes.
Just but it's important for me to understand, like, names. Because if
Wasn't
I'm bad.
Was she dating Devin Booker at one point?
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. Devin Booker.
I believe. Uh-huh. I could be wrong. He dated one of those young ladies.
I believe it was Kendall.
Yeah. Anybody else? Any other famous athletes?
Like I said, take your pick. They probably. I'm not judging.
Ben Simmons,
right?
I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Ben Simmons. Yeah.
Oh my God. There's actually a history on Google. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. So from the top, obviously, Bad Bunny. We talked about Devin Booker, Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma. Ben Simmons.
Oh, you mentioned. True. Anwar Hadid.
I don't know who that is.
Blake Griffin, ASAP Rocky, Jordan Clarkson.
Blake Griffin.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
And Jordan Clarkson, I remember, yes.
Yep, the list goes on.
See,
boy, these girls, man, I don't know what it is. I mean, they're all attractive girls, obviously. But, like, all these ball players, you know, it's like, wait, but you've already been with him, and him. You know?
Well, I ain't going woman shame that because a lot of guys go through that. So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And you also want to, you would drop everything for Jennifer Aniston who's been with Brad Pitt. What do you compare to Brad Pitt with?
Well, I know, right. But that's the problem. That's my point. And I'm not woman shaming. What I'm saying is that like if I'm a guy, right, and I know that your boyfriends or husbands have been like ultra famous or giant, like ripped monsters, you know, or whatever, then I'm like, I got to compare me to them. I lose.
So my thing with them, I mean, I don't know them, so I'm speculating, right? I just think it's like they want the hot new thing. Mm-hmm. So like right now, Bad Bunny is the hot new thing.
How they get it?
What you mean, how they get it?
The Kardashians?
Yeah, how they get Bad Bunny. How they get all these basketball players?
I mean,
they're beautiful women.
They are, you know.
Lots of beautiful women.
They are, but they also have money. And, you know, they run in the same circles.
Successful, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that if you're famous, wouldn't you want to date another famous person? Because that way the money isn't an issue. Like, you know what I mean?
The list goes on. Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, George, don't do that.
Oh, damn, you're not done.
Yeah, do the opposite, George. Try and convince Jennifer Aniston that what she wants to do is date somebody who's not famous.
She has said that.
Right, so that's me.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just a lot easier because the finances don't get in the way if you're dating someone else who's famous because you're not sitting there going, oh, they want my money, you know?
Yeah, but if Jennifer
Aniston... They got their own money.
Jennifer Aniston would think that I want her money, doesn't she?
Well, she definitely would think that, especially because all you do is talk about money.
Well, I mean, hey, Jennifer, now that we're together, I mean, I'm just your boy toy, so let's just go travel the world and do our thing.
Right. You know? Let's just use your money to do that.
Chandler Parsons. Harry Styles.
Oh,
okay, that's
really?
The end of the list.
Parsons.
Really?
That's the end of the list.
Harry Styles.
My thing is, once any dude touches one of those women, their careers tank. for the most
part. Not Devin Booker. He's been a baller.
Okay, for the most part. For the most part.
You're worried about Bad Bunny's career tanking now?
You know, I'm just saying. We finally got a Latino. Well, we've had Latinos, but I'm saying he's doing it really, really big. It's like, girl, back off. Y eres un menso to go there. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Ay, Dios míos.
Ay, Dios míos, good news for the Lakers.
Tell me.
D'Angelo Russell tonight is back.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, that'll be big. Mm-hmm. Against a Raptors team who's dropped two in a row in somewhat controversial fashion because mm-hmm. the officials have, let's just say, given them a hard time in their last two games against Denver and the Clippers. So much so that Fred VanVleet made it very clear about Ben Taylor the other night.
By the way, no big deal, right? $30,000 fine?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Not that big a deal. It's like, hey, you know what? For $30,000, I might as well tell you what I really think because that felt good. That was like therapeutic. I got that off my chest.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be $50,000, $100,000. I thought there could be some suspension. $30,000, I may tell you again.
Right. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
If I made 20-something million dollars
right.
a year.
$30,000 wouldn't bother me. Like
$30,000. I mean, it's going to charity anyway, so.
You get to choose your charity or no?
No, I think it's just the NBA charity.
Oh, okay.
Charity
gotcha.
Choice or whatever.
Gotcha.
But there's more good news.
Tell me.
With D'Angelo coming back,
mm-hmm.
there is chatter about one LeBron James from Brian Windhorst today on Get Up. Laura, let me hear what Windy had to say today.
They do have some good news coming because D'Angelo Russell is coming back after being out about 2 weeks with this ankle injury, so they get some reinforcements short term. From what I am told, LeBron is turning over every stone he possibly can from a treatment perspective to get that foot in position to return at some point this season. And here's the thing, Greeny, there's a couple of marks in there. Now, I don't want to insult the Sacramento Kings at all. And I also do not want to make any assumption on what's going to happen with the Memphis Grizzlies. But if you're the Lakers and you can somehow get on the opposite side of them, you're either going to be playing a team that is banged up and doesn't know the future of its star player, or you're getting a team in the Kings that has not played in the playoffs in 16 years. So as crazy as it is, in mid-March, being two games under 500, the Lakers actually have a lot of life. Now, no margin for error. We cannot afford an Anthony Davis turned ankle. We cannot afford giving away a game or two. But they still have a window to do something special this season, and they sense it. You can tell by the way AD is playing. You can tell by the way LeBron is trying everything he can to get back that they sense there's still opportunity.
Sense there's still opportunity.
Yeah, and they should. They should sense that there's still opportunity. So LeBron is turning every stone possible he can. So he's basically going to... It sounds very clear that LeBron is going to try to play this regular season.
Of course, yeah. I mean, listen, isn't it interesting, though, George, how if you think about pre-trade deadline, most analysts were looking at the Lakers and were talking about how dead they are and everything that they've done wrong and they're not going anywhere and they may not make the play-in, et cetera, et cetera. Now, post-trade, and by the way, post-trade, we know D'Angelo got hurt. LeBron got hurt. Mo Bamba, who was, you know, not much of a contributor, got hurt. Anthony Davis has gone off. And now the whole conversation around the Lakers has changed. The negativity has gone away, and all of a sudden, it's all about positivity.
Right, so, but it's gone away because they actually put a functional roster together.
Well, that being said, they're also winning games without LeBron. And AD is doing what we all called for, which was, dude, you got to carry everybody. And that's what he's been doing. And I love to hear what Windy says about LeBron is doing everything he can do. I don't know what else you do. I mean, I don't know who you talk to. I don't know if you go see the Kansas City Chiefs trainer who got Patrick Mahomes back
Maybe.
Out on the field.
I mean, would you? I wouldn't rule that out. Like, I'm not. I don't know if it's that particular person, but I would imagine that's what he means by leaving every stone unturned.
Dude, do everything. Talk to everyone. Have your team contact the smartest people in the world. Figure it out, because he got to get back and he's got to play. I'm going to say at minimum 5 regular season games before the playoffs. So that the Lakers can get it all together with the entire complement, you know, the whole roster. And that
but the other thing Brian said is they still don't have any margin for error. But again, that's exactly why I was yelling and screaming from the mountaintops since the beginning of the season to get a deal done, to get real players on this roster that make sense.
Well, they did. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did with 23 games left.
Well, that's when the trade deadline was, you know?
I get it, but you don't have to make the deal at the actual deadline.
Well, I mean, just be happy that they made the deal.
I mean, listen, it's better late than never, but I mean, now they've literally, like, they have no margin for error, as he pointed out.
Yep, it's true, but, you know, we say no margin for error.
I mean, they don't really have a margin for error.
I know, but, and listen, we keep saying every game's a must-win game.
I mean, losing a game here or there, of course. We were sitting there talking about they got to go, like, 14-9 or whatever it was. We said 15-9, but they, like, of course they're going to still lose games, but they can't, to his point, if they have a bad... You know, it's just some bad luck, right? Where AD turns an ankle right. or something like
Don't
he said.
Don't say that, please.
Then they're done.
Yeah. But again, they are, the Lakers are, as Wendy points out, two games under 500, 32 and 34. And you look at Golden State, they're
like,
34
literally,
and
think
33.
Think about this. It is holding on by a thread right now. And that thread is Anthony Davis, who is incredible, but yet also very vulnerable.
Fragile.
To injury, yep. Yes.
Fragile. And
vulnerable is what I would say.
And what everybody is waiting for, and we talked about this just the other day, earlier this week, when he got hit in the face and he went down.
You were apoplectic.
No. I wasn't apoplectic because I don't even know what apoplectic really does mean. I have a hard enough time saying it.
Yeah.
But
you got it right this time.
Thank you. Everybody in the suite was like, he's done for the year. That's
who,
it.
Name names. I want to hear who they were.
George, I don't want to give away my sources, you know? I don't really want to give
Justin
away my sources.
Justin Kaplan raised his hand.
Yeah, my son, actually. He was one of the first people to say it, yeah. Mm. See, I didn't want to out my own kid, George.
Yeah.
I did it for you.
I know. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, there you go. You didn't have to do it. Laura did your dirty work for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Queen did it.
I gotcha.
I mean, just as you said that my son, 22 years old, who I'm taking to LAX tonight, who's with me in the studio today, as I said, everybody in the suite was saying, that's it, he's gone for the year, and you said, who? Name one. And my son raises his hand. Here, right here.
Well, I just wanted you to name names.
Him, that kid, right there.
He's a real one.
He is a real one.
He is a real one.
He is a real one.
Yeah.
That's true. He is a real one.
Yeah. Now, look, to your point, Brian Windhorst isn't alone, but again, he gives a very reasonable take. Kendrick Perkins, our guy, says, I mean, he took it a step further if the Lakers make the playoffs. Let me hear what Perk had to say.
Can the Lakers be a factor down the stretch and into the playoffs?
Hell yeah, they can. And shout out to Rob Pelinka for what he did trade deadline. But when you look at this team, they are talented. They have athleticism. They have shooting. They have everything and more. They have an identity on the defensive end. But they also have Anthony Marshawn Davis Jr. And when I look at this part and I look at the position that he's in right now, I said this last week, Anthony Davis has an opportunity to change the narrative about himself in the next couple of weeks. Meaning, forget being a top five talent. He actually has a chance to finish this regular season strong going into the postseason to put his name back in the conversation with Giannis and Jokic and Joel Embiid and Sabonis to show that he is a number one option on the team that they could go to. He is a franchise guy. So the Lakers, they're going to get into the postseason, and they're going to be hell for anybody.
Don't be hell. Hey, how about this? I love how now Perk's like, they got everything. You know, like a month ago, it was like, they ain't got nothing. Now,
they didn't have anything.
And by the way, I love that he mentions Giannis, Embiid, and hey, Perk, way to give a little credit to Jokic. Nice work, Perk.
Yeah.
That sounded cool the way I said that. Nice work, Perk.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Coming up next, Slee on the spot, okay? Slee's going to join us. He joins us every game day at 4:45 to talk about the Lakers. Lakers taking on the Raptors today. Raptors in a bad mood. And the Raptors have been a pretty good team here of late, so not an easy one by any stretch of the imagination.
I was petrified. It's true.
Were you?
Yeah. But you know what, George?
What's that?
Let me tell you something right now.
You'll survive?
You know it, sucka. Seriously, they will try and beat you down. They will. But I will survive. They try and kill you. They try and destroy you.
Yeah.
They try and beat you down, hold you down. They cheer for your demise.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, people, not I, we will survive. You got to believe that, George. I don't know if you do or not.
The song always takes me to The Replacements with Keanu.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh yeah.
The bar scene.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And in prison, no? Weren't they? You know.
Is that where they did the full dance?
I think so.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warning, bro. I was singing back here.
Warning, bro.
Yeah, like you just, I'm like, oh, usually, you know, if we singing, Lindsay don't turn on the mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tyler's not Lindsay.
True.
Thank you, Cappy.
You know?
Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Is Slee there? I feel like poor Slee, we always do this thing
I
to
know
him
we
where
do.
We either start the segment and don't pay attention to him or end the segment when we're not paying attention to him, and he's supposed to be here for us to pay a lot of attention to. Slee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, listen, Cap, you're in the zone, bro. Go get him.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, you will survive. And I just listened, and it was very motivational.
Well, thank you.
Very moving.
Thank you. Because, you know, Slee, here's the reality of the situation. You never know what's going on in someone's real life, okay?
True.
And just the other day, I said something to my son. I'm like, they're trying to do something. And he goes, well, don't let them. And I'm like, yeah, don't let them. Sometimes you need a reminder of that. I will survive. Gloria Gaynor, miss you, girl. I don't know where she went. Slee, I haven't seen her or heard from her in a long time.
I got to put you on the spot today. Because, again, this segment is called Slee on the Spot. Mm-hmm. So I heard that... through the rumor mill, that you may not be all that impressed with Clinton Yates' pickleball skills. Before we get to the Lakers here, I wanted to address that first.
So it's not that I'm not impressed with him. I was basically asked, rank the four of us played yesterday. Two people on the sales side, Ron Mitchell, Matt Burke, and then me and Yates all played out in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ron's the best of us four.
He plays all the time.
Yep. And Ron's a little bit of a, you know, he's a little bit of a ringer. Came in the softball game as a closer. Right. It's Ron knows what he's doing.
Yep.
And well, he's in incredible shape, Ron Mitchell.
And then I felt like, all right, I felt like I was the second best of that group. Now, that's not me trying to boast or anything. I just felt like I was the second best of the group. So then it came down to Yates or Burke. Let me ask the two of you guys this who have been playing now enough pickleball where we all think we know what we're doing even though we don't know what we're doing.
Go ahead.
Right. At least I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so would you rather have somebody who's 6'5", 6'6", like Matt Burke, and get him up towards the net, and he could sort of hold his own. I'm not telling you that he's the greatest out there. Or would you rather have somebody who's smaller? I would take somebody who's bigger. So that's why I took Burke over Yates. It wasn't shade on Yates. It was just me really kind of going through the depth chart.
So the question is, do we want the taller 6'5" Matt Burke or the shorter 5'8" president of the handsome man community, Clinton Yates? That's the question?
Yeah, because I'm already the 5'8 guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're asking me, do I want, like, having Trav on my team, I think is a good thing. Because T-Raj is big enough, he's going to kind of stay a little bit closer to the net without getting in the kitchen. I think that's kind of like a good balance there.
Cappy seems to think the opposite because he wants us to play against DeMarco and Kirk, and he thinks they're too big.
Yeah, I think they're going to bump into each other.
But how do you get anything past them?
There's a strategy to get those guys. Yeah. There's no question. I am now, after me playing with Clinton and Beto and Lindsay the other day, I was working on a specific strategy to get those guys, I see them.
Going at their feet?
I won't reveal it.
Let's not say too much. Yeah.
I'll show you on game day.
And by the way, just so you know, Slee, as George here, you know, asks you about what your interpretation of Clinton Yates' game is, know that George has said over and over again, very publicly, Clinton Yates thinks he's a great athlete, and George doesn't think he's very good.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Open to interpretation, as we know. But what I would say is that he takes these athletic events very, very seriously, is what I would say.
Very serious.
And then, but his output does not equal how serious he takes it, because he takes it so serious, you'd think the guy would be on tour somewhere, you know?
He takes it very seriously. Look, it's the first time I've played with him, and no question about it. I mean, he's taking it. He's he's communicating while we're playing. I'm like, wow, I didn't know we're doing that yet. Like, my brain.
Oh, no, but I liked that. Yet, so. I liked that. I played with him the other. I played with him that same day. By the way, To his credit, he played. You're not wrong.
It's good communication. My head just didn't catch up to what was happening.
Yeah, he was a good communicator. I played with him in the morning the same day. He played a little double dip with you, and yeah, I liked it. But either way. I was just curious to hear because I heard that that was a topic of discussion. But topic of discussion for tonight is the Lakers and the Raptors. The Raptors are coming in heated after two games where they feel the officials kind of stole it from them, to use their phrase, not mine. They're a good team. They're 6-5 since the trade deadline and two controversial losses, as I mentioned just recently. So they are a team that the Lakers have to take. Look, the Lakers can't take anybody not seriously, but specifically them. They are fighting for something too much like the Lakers. They have to take them very seriously. What is your first place of concern when you see this matchup tonight?
So I think what you just said is the perfect description of, for somebody, let's just say, is a casual basketball fan, or maybe they're just watching the Lakers. Ah, it's the Toronto Raptors. They're ninth in the East. Who cares? They'll be fine.
Yeah,
I couldn't disagree more with that. Listen, they hung with Denver on the road. They hung with the Clippers for the most part. By the way, most of that Denver game, Fred VanVleet fined $30,000. I actually don't blame. I watched most of that Denver game. A lot of it was interesting calls. My only concern would be for the Lakers is you're starting to feel a little good about yourself. You're now in ninth place. You've won 7 of your last 10. And you think – I'm not saying that they'll take their foot off the gas a little bit, but I think that naturally comes. They've been in desperate situations, and I feel like they've responded better when they're desperate. This is not – every game counts, but if they lost today, the season's not over. I think they just actually got to split the weekend. You got two tough matchups. I think Nick's going to be tough on Sunday. Yep. I think tonight's going to be really tough. George, I would just hate for them to kind of walk into a game – It's the Raptors who are up 6 or 8 by the end of the first quarter, and it's like Lakers are playing from behind the whole way.
Yeah,
I'd hate for that to happen.
Well, I'll tell you this: there's good news about Sunday, is that I'm calling the game on ESPN Radio, and I have yet to do a game this year, and I've done a number of them, whether it's on sideline this or play by play, and this one's on play by play. When I've been in the house to broadcast the game, they've won.
Are you saying they're unbeaten when you've been a part of the broadcast?
I'm on the broadcast that night, they have not lost yet.
And that is the good news for Sunday.
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Now, I won't be in the house today.
Cap, I'm going to paint a picture for you. So, last Sunday, it was Lakers-Warriors.
Right.
Okay? I didn't really feel all that good, especially Lakers coming off that loss to Minnesota.
Right.
And
Steph coming back.
You had John and Michael in front of me to my left. And then you had Sedano in front of me to my right.
Shit,
and I think what George is trying to say is get another one of those on Sunday. We got a little streak going with that. So, George, I'm all in. I feel positive vibes already coming for Sunday.
How about that? Hey, let's focus on tonight, though. Let's go one game at a time. So, as Ireland was walking out, I'm like, John, what do you think about tonight's game? He's like, I don't know. Toronto's kind of owned the Lakers of late. And I'm like, really? Like, is that something I'm not really aware of? Like, have they really, really owned the Lakers? And he said, yeah, I mean, and I don't know who's going to guard, Siakam. And I'm like, well, who's going to guard AD? So jump into that, Slee.
So I think it's the one thing, if the Lakers were playing the Raptors, it's before the trade deadline. And you had Patrick Beverley still on this team. You still had Russ, and you really didn't have anybody. I mean, basically, the Raptors are all wing players. I know Fred VanVleet and Gary Trent Jr., two guards there. But I think it's fair of who's going to guard this guy, who's going to guard that guy. But I feel a lot better having Jared Vanderbilt, having Rui Hachimura on the team. I think they actually do have some wings. And who's going to guard Anthony Davis? Remember, Lakers and the Spurs play each other. I want to say they might have already played all 4 of their games. Jakob Poeltl wasn't in, I know, one of the games because of an injury. They kind of went out and made a quiet trade before the deadline.
Yeah, Poeltl, he's good.
First, everybody thought they were going to be selling people, and then they ended up not selling anybody, and Jakob Poeltl comes. That's a perfect fit for them. So,
yeah.
I think we got a kind of a dogfight tonight. Got to be honest with you. I really think if you think Lakers are just walking in this game against Toronto and they're going to win by 8 or 9, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. All right, Slee. Well, good luck tonight. Great job the other night with the big spot. Slee right. in the big spot.
Right, the handoff.
Slee on the spot is over for today. You have a great weekend. I will see you on Sunday.
Sounds good, fellas. Thank you.
Bye, Slee.
Yeah.
Be careful right. out there. It's wet. Careful, Slee.
Already probably in the arena.
All right, well, maybe later tonight when he goes home. Be careful.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Cappy, coming up next, we've talked a lot of Lakers for the first, hour of the show.
Yep.
A lot of football news, okay? The number one pick has been traded.
Yes.
The Raiders are in conversations about quarterbacks.
Right.
Let's get into all that. And the Rams have let go of a staple of their defense. All that coming up next.